July the 10th, 2017. It is circumspect that we consider the thought patterns that entertain within all men, women, animals, and venturesome creatures that find themselves implanted on the planet of Earth. You must understand that at this point in time, everything is changing. Nothing is staying as such. It is moving, like a transit across the Sahara, like a ship across the Atlantic. Slowly, and you may not see the changes, the cracks, the alterations. Systematic alterations occurring because of the mindset that is occurring within the planet. What has been occurring for so many eons is mindsets coming from man. Unfortunately, these mindsets affect everything else that is around. In your universe and in the universes outside of your universes, thought patterns are circumspect with regards to happenings that happen in outer space. When we talk about outer space, we talk about other environments other than your own. Other environments that don't and aren't controlled by your satellite systems. Other environments that have different energy frequencies are affected by thought forms. The thought forms that come from your planet. We must venture into the fact that when this channeling first started many, many years ago, it was the thought forms that were actually venturing into outer space, affecting and transgressing other life forms, such as that you have become part of. And we mentioned that you are coming from the past back to your present to adjust to your future. Yes, indeed, you are one of those children that are part of that process. You are, in fact, one of those that have been chosen to alter the potential present that will eventually alter your potential future. What job is this that you've been asked to do? It's a little bit like firing a missile out of a vessel, out into the sea and creating a millpool. Will that millpool be noticed by somebody on the opposite side of the world? No, it will not. Will it be felt? Probably not. Will it make a difference? Yes. Everything makes a difference. But the only thing that makes a difference is positivity. Positivity that is working in the different directive than the negativity. That is the directive that is the pattern on planet Earth today. Negativity has been as part of a format for learning, not only for yourselves as human beings, not only the example you have set for those around you, but also the environmental effects that this has on the universe. This has all been part of a trajectory of understanding. It has come to the point where that trajectory of understanding has come to a curvature. That curvature has now experienced all it needs to do with regards to this negativity, and it will start returning in another trajectory. It's a little bit like you fired a vessel around the gravitational pull of the Earth and it follows right the way round and comes back and meets itself. It's met itself many times. And each time it meets itself, it exchanges the universal law of understanding. And at that point, it decides whether it will continue. And this is energy. Energy decides what it is going to do. And because you become part of that energy, you feel that you are deciding, but no, it is the energy that decides. Now, what is the energy part of? The energy is part of a bigger picture. A bigger picture that cannot be versed in words, pictures, or anything that will give you a mindset to understand what that means. So we won't even try. But understand that energy is a characteristic in itself. And because you become part of an energy, you become part of what it is part of. Are you being pulled or are you the pusher? You have to understand that you are not the pusher. You are indeed being pulled by what? By negative beings? Or just those that allow the steerance that is needed at that point in time? Just allow this focus of attention to desist for 1 minute. And allow yourself to think that you are indeed being pushed. Push in a direction that's going to allow you to get to a certain point. And then you will decide to go in another directive. Because the energy will decide to go in that directive. And you will eventually follow. So are you in truth in control of your destiny? You do indeed, my children, have a destiny. You have opportunities, but they're a little bit like being inside a glass jar. You have an opportunity to do many things, but there is a lid on the jar and you can't actually get out of that lid until somebody decides to unscrew it and let you out. So in truth, my children, just understand that the jar is being unscrewed and you are all being let out. Let out to the next transgression of energy, because the energy has power and dominance over the man. Clarity on this will be given later, but you must understand that it's important that all directives have a reason, and the reason why you're being given this directive is so it unfolds a certain mindset within yourselves, those that listen, those that understand. That is why information is given. All things have a start point. Nothing ever has an end point, but many, many things have start points. And everything starts with an asset of knowledge, and it grows from there like a seed. So the seed has been planted within you children that listen. Let that seed flourish. Let it be given love. Let it be given the opportunity to grow and spread its wings. And may you spread yours. God bless you for now. With love. With love.